Now we are doing our insurance feature. That is we continue with the feature with insurance broker Christel Coleman, who is an insurance broker at Old Mutual. She joins you once again this morning to give you some insurance advice. And this has come about, by the way, from my experiences that I had with trying to claim from insurance companies. And Old Mutual was out there were very helpful. And so, the conversation came down to say there's so many things that we're missing out there, and it's important that we start educating the public. And yes, Old Mutual was more than willing to come to the party and sort of educate. Christel, welcome back once again. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abs. Thanks for the lovely opening there. We appreciate it.
Most definitely. Now, Christel, I mean, one of the most important things to remember is that you might have a car, or rather you might have car insurance, but that doesn't mean you are guaranteed, you're always guaranteed an insurance payout, right?
That's absolutely correct. An insurance policy is essentially a contract between yourself and the insurance company, and you as the policyholder must oblige with all the conditions on the contract. And it sounds very complicated, and for some people it can be very complicated. So as a result, every year we see a number of huge volumes of complaints being submitted to the short-term insurance ombudsman, where people feel the claims have been rejected and that wasn't fair. And I think for the purpose of this morning's discussion, we should look towards those complaints and get a better understanding of what does the ombudsman say is fair, a fair reason to reject claims, and people should really pay attention to that.
And let's talk about that. I mean, what's the general rules, pertaining to insurance payouts, and in what instances will the insurer not pay out?
Well, I think the first one, the most important one, is unlawful driving. If you are driving under the influence of alcohol or narcotics, or you don't have a valid driver's license, it's been seen as being partaking in a criminal offence, and your motor policy won't pay out. And you might think, how will the insurance company know that this is the case? Well, insurance companies investigate claims. So the minute that you've been involved in an accident, the police report will be submitted, and all the information surrounding that accident will be considered by the insurance company. Your insurance policy doesn't cover unlawful actions. So if your license has expired, or if you're under the influence of a substance, you won't have a claim. It won't pay out. And it doesn't matter if you've been paying your premium for 20 years and you've never had a claim. We always hear that as insurers. It's about what happened at that moment when the accident happened, and whether you were abiding by the rules of the law.
And if we... someone once mentioned that when you get into a car accident, an insurance company can in fact request your cell phone records, literally, just to check if you were on the phone while you got involved in the accident. Does that happen?
Yeah, texting while driving is a major reason for accidents. And we are at liberty to collect that type of information as well from the cell phone companies. And I'm glad you mentioned this, because the advancement of technology is something that we have to be very mindful of. It's not just requesting cell phone records. It's also looking at your vehicle telematics unit, the unit that's installed within the vehicle to see what your driving behavior was like. So excessive speeding, really driving recklessly, can be proven nowadays, and insurance companies will have the right to access that information and look at rejecting the claim. All insurance companies have different rules around claims rejections, but when it comes to reckless driving, most companies would adhere to rejecting those claims.
Let's talk about my car. I'm not in an accident or anything. It was standing there. Someone broke into it, or they stole it and they're gone with it. In what instances then will the payout be rejected? Is it even possible?
That's another top reason that claims get referred to the ombudsman and that gets considered. Not all insurance policies are created equal. And we have to remember that. That's why we have to read the conditions of the policy document. So some insurance companies are very strict about where your car must be parked at night in order for it to be covered. So if your policy says specifically your car has to be parked behind a locked gate in a locked garage, and you park it outside on the street, and there's a break-in or even a theft, and the insurance company can prove that that was something that you've been doing regularly and you haven't told them about it, they could reject that claim. And why is that? It's because we use all this information, all this risk information, to calculate the premium, but also to consider whether we want to accept the risk in the first place. And if you've admitted that information to us and actually the car is parked on the street, the company is really allowed to reject that claim. So it's the most important thing is to be honest and transparent and to disclose everything to your insurance company. Don't lie. Don't say the car is parked behind a locked gate when it's actually parked on the street, because the only thing that will happen is if something goes wrong, the claim will be rejected.
All right. Christelle, I do have an SMS here. It's asking a question. And if you don't want to tackle the question now, we can tackle it on the next feature when we talk about it. Sure. But the SMS says, please ask, why is it that if I'm in an accident and it's not my fault, I still have to pay a excess? Why is it not claimed from the other party?
Well, we touched on this last Monday, and the reality is in South Africa, 7 out of 10 cars on the road is uninsured. So, yes, you could argue that the company has to claim it from the other party, and they do. We do claim it from the other party if that party is insured or financially able to refund the excess. And then that excess gets paid back to you, and your claims record gets cleaned. But unfortunately, 70% chance is that we won't be able to recover the money on your behalf. And you are in it for 100%. So that's just the reality of driving a car on the South African roads, and we all have to be mindful of that.
Very quickly, Christelle, I mean, talk to me. I do see that we have run out of time, but I still want us to continue on the next feature, because there's two questions, and I want to know some of the examples, perhaps, that you've seen or that are out there of insurances not paying out because the driver or owner was at fault. But those are things we need to continue talking about. So there's still two questions I want to find out from you. But your parting words this morning, then, are to our Cape Talk listeners.
Well, I think the most important thing is just to read your insurance policy and make sure that you understand what the conditions are. And, you know, the last important thing is that if you have got a listed driver on your policy, so no one else is allowed to drive your car, don't let anyone else drive your vehicle. So, you know, that's the most important thing, is just make sure that you understand what the insurance company expects from you and adhere to the rules, and your claim will be paid out of that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's another thing we need to talk about. Someone else driving my car. So I'm going to put also that in the discussion for next week. Christelle, thank you so much. A very good morning
to
you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Christelle Corman, who will be joining you hopefully on Mondays from coming from now, just to give you, the latest when it comes to insurance issues. She is, from Old Mutual.